Here's a puzzle that haunts business strategy. Bill Gates introduced the tablet PC in 2002, predicting it would dominate computing within 5 years. It flopped. 8 years later, Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad, which generated $10 billion in his first year. Same concept, radically different outcomes. The difference wasn't superior engineering or sleeker design, it was category design. Gates tried cramming Windows into a new shape. Jobs created an entirely new problem-solution pairing that consumers didn't know they needed. This pattern repeats endlessly across markets. Category kings don't just win, they capture 76% of their market's total value while competitors scramble for scraps. Google owns search. Facebook dominates social networking. Apple claims 93% of smartphone profits despite holding less than 20% market share. The spoils don't go to the best product, they go to whoever defines the category itself. Our brains create shortcuts when overwhelmed by choice, favoring whoever defined the problem first. The anchoring effect explains why early category entrants become permanent reference points, while choice-supportive bias makes us retroactively justify our selections. The first brand to occupy mental real estate gets twice the long-term market share of followers, not because they're superior, but because they shaped how we think about the entire category. The economics have accelerated dramatically. Startups born between 2009 to 2014 reached billion-dollar valuations 3 times faster than early 2000s companies. Technology lowered barriers to entry. What cost $1 million to launch now costs $10,000. Yet, paradoxically, increased advantages from market leaders through compounding benefits, superior data, top talent, premier partnerships, acquisition power. When Uber hit a $40 to $50 billion valuation in 2014, investors recognized something deeper. Uber wasn't building a better taxi service, but an entirely new transportation category it would dominate for decades. The most exciting companies don't sell us better. They sell us different, making previous solutions feel obsolete. Business strategy evolved through distinct technological eras. The 1980s TV age produced positioning, focused on maneuvering products to the top of existing markets. As computing went mainstream in 1991, Crossing the Chasm addressed marketing innovations within established categories. The dot-com era brought the innovator's dilemma and disruption concepts. Today's transformative force is category creation, developing entirely new markets for new products. Google's search dominance, Facebook's social networking, Amazon's cloud revolution, and Apple's iPhone transformation exemplify this shift. Category design involves simultaneous creation of a great product, company, and category. Jawbone's cautionary tale illustrates the stakes. Despite pioneering noise-canceling Bluetooth headsets, portable speakers, and fitness trackers, the company failed to dominate these categories. When Fortune declared the Jambox was creating an entirely new consumer category, Jawbone couldn't capitalize, eventually holding just 5% market share as competitors flooded in. The lesson: inventing great products isn't enough. You must design the category around them. Category kingship begins with discovering a category through powerful insights. Either market insights, seeing needs technology can solve, or technology insights, creating something new, then finding its application. Flipkart built India-specific e-commerce with cash payments and motorbike deliveries to overcome challenges Amazon couldn't address, growing into a $15 billion company. Jeff Bezos recognized the internet's explosive potential and methodically analyzed 20 mail order categories before realizing books had unique potential. Physical stores stocked 100,000 titles, while millions existed in print. Great market insights often seem crazy initially, non-consensus views entrepreneurs must believe when no one else does. When Manoj Bhargava created 5-Hour Energy, he questioned whether tiredness and thirst were connected. Existing energy drinks competed against sodas while tasting terrible. By separating these problems, he created energy shots, achieving 90% market share. Technology insights typically come from scientists or engineers who create something entirely new before identifying its application. Whether market or technology-driven, Insights must answer three critical questions. What problem are you solving that people didn't know they had? What category would you create by solving it perfectly? What's the potential size if you won 85% of that category? A powerful point of view separates beloved companies from merely tolerated ones. Great POVs tell compelling stories that reach people emotionally, framing a new problem and positioning you as the solution. Focus on being different rather than better. Different forces customers to choose between what was and what could be, while better merely reinforces existing category kings. Brain research proves stories have 6 to 7 times more lasting impact than raw facts. Mark Benioff built Salesforce around the end of software. Apple developed a POV around beautiful design and seamless experiences. GoPro created an adventure-focused point-of-view video category that competitors couldn't match despite better specs. Timing is everything. A great POV must push people just enough into the future while remaining achievable with current technology. Reed Hastings masterfully timed Netflix's evolution, first as DVD by mail when streaming wasn't viable, then introducing streaming in 2007 when technology and 4.2 million subscribers were ready. His company name always signaled his ultimate vision, but he waited until the market could support it. Lightning strikes are category-defining events, proving your company understands emerging problems and solutions. SenCity executed a legendary strike in 2013, transforming from a 43-employee LED company into the Light Sensory Networks pioneer. They hijacked the Light Fair International Convention, and when the Boston Marathon bombing occurred, a Wall Street Journal reporter rushed their story to press. This created momentum, including a partnership with El Salvador's president and a packed Light Fair presentation. This coordinated assault established LSN as legitimate and SenCity as its king, leading to Cisco partnerships and $36 million in funding. Lightning strikes take many forms: hijacking conferences, manufacturing summits, or creating anticipated annual events. IBM's 1964 System/360 launch hosted hundreds of reporters while running parallel events in 165 cities worldwide, presenting overwhelming scope that scared competitors and defined a new computing category. The results? Thousands of orders, doubled revenue within 2 years, and complete industry domination for the next quarter century. After the initial strike, companies must maintain momentum through opportunistic hijacks of news and events, continuously reinforcing their category leadership. Category design applies to individuals, not just companies. Icons like Muhammad Ali, Gandhi, and George Lucas built careers by creating something different rather than better. Your success depends as much on the space around you as your abilities. Create a category by defining new ways to solve problems or identifying problems people didn't know existed. When you articulate the problem well, people assume you know the solution. Jeff Bezos' approach: identify a new need your skills can solve, or find a need matching your skills. Always seek different over better. Being better means competing on someone else's territory. Being different means building your own ladder with yourself on top. Design yourself through personal beliefs and lifestyle. Design your offering by developing skills. Design the space around you to fit your capabilities while challenging you. The most powerful realization? Other people make you successful. Surround yourself with people you trust and treat them exceptionally well. Start as category king in a defined space, then expand outward. Amazon began with books before dominating retail. In a world obsessed with incremental improvement, the revolution belongs to those brave enough to do it differently.